2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Widow.
Good morning, Central Coast. Morning, Widow.
Hey, Mandy.
You're freaking out because Facebook's down or something.
I don't know. I don't know if it's my Facebook or all Facebook, but it just
wigging out. Don't say that.
Computer says no this morning.
People start screaming and running around in some sort of mad panic.
What am I going to do without Facebook?
Look, I'm pretty sure it's okay. I think it's just your computer.
Probably. The internet's a bit slower today. It'll warm up though.
Hey, lots going on in the show today. I love Thursdays. It's one of my favourite days of the week because usually, and look, I don't know how busy he is. He's got lots of, you know, tweeting to do, lots of rage tweeting to do.
Yes.
But usually the President of the United States, Donald Trump, calls us on a Thursday.
Yeah, have a chat to him. Also, we're catching up with Sterlo today.
I know. So footy season, can you believe it?
It's already
kicking off. I cannot
believe
it's here already.
It's happened so quick. Lots going on today's show. Really excited about it. And don't forget the NRL action starts tonight, 7 p.m. on 2GO. You got Storm versus the Broncos, thanks to Ream Hot Water. So,
and you know what? It's going to be a great day. 107.7
2GO. Thinking about Afar Thali and just how crazy that cat is and how much we love him.
Oh, we do love him. And it's funny because he spent the whole year with us last year. Mm-hmm. And most of the time we were pulling our hair out, let's be honest. But speaking to him now every week and finding out what he's been doing is really fantastic. And, of course, he's back on the comedy circuit.
Yes.
So, yeah, he's been travelling around the countryside.
We caught up with him the other day after the show.
He joins us every week and we love having him back. Mr. Sali, hello.
Hello, Miss Coolin and Mr. Whittington.
Hello, Akmal.
Hello. Akmal Riyad Abdulmalik Sali.
That's right. Welcome. And that's how I want to be addressed from now on.
With your full name.
That's right. That's, well, there goes half the show. We'll run out of time. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're still in Adelaide doing the Fringe Festival, which is fantastic. But, you know,
yes.
I'm loving that you still got your eye on the news, Akmal, that you like to know what's going on in the world.
I'm not interested in real news, just the silly stuff, just humans acting stupidly. That's what I love. That's what I love more than anything. When I see someone do something stupid, I go, well, at least I'm not that dumb. You know,
yeah,
I'm better than that person. Now, did you see the guy that was swallowed by a whale?
I saw the photo, but I didn't read the article. So this was like a diver, wasn't it?
No, he was a photographer. He was photographing sharks, but then this big whale came and swallowed him whole, right? Swallowed him like Jonah. You know Jonah?
Yeah.
Not since Jonah has anyone been swallowed whole and lived to tell the tale. But the whale vomited him out and he was fine. Can you believe that?
It's just crazy.
And then the media was talking to him and saying, what was it like? And he was, you know, he was just acting all macho and saying, you know, when I was inside the whale, I thought to myself, this is no time to be scared. This is the perfect time to be scared. If there was ever a legitimate time to be scared, that being inside a whale is one of them.
Yeah.
You know why the whale vomited him out?
Why?
Because he shit himself. That's why. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's recreating the Bible stories. Next week he's going to build an ark. And
there's some locusts on the way too, mate.
There's some locusts on the way. That's right, locusts.
He's going to start talking to a burning bush.
Oh, yes. We've all done that in certain nights we've had. In other animal-related stories, do you remember a few weeks ago, someone had a pet tiger, because Americans are very strange people. The funniest thing for me, the funniest story of the year so far, is an official coming out and saying, people, I can't stress this strongly enough, a fully grown tiger does not make a good pet, right? Now, not many people have to be told that, but Americans do. Mm. Now, this woman was was at the zoo in Arizona and wanted to take a selfie with a jaguar. There are fences, right? There are partitions to protect people. She thought, partitions, they're for idiots. I'll just jump and get a really close selfie with the jaguar. And the jaguar went up to the lady and ripped half her side. She's okay, so we can make fun of her.
Yes, I know. The jaguar kind of clawed her arm and started kind of hanging on to her, didn't it?
Yeah, he went up there and said, hey, take a photo of this. Yeah, there you go. There's a selfie.
Yeah, stick that on Facebook.
Apparently the jaguar took the phone off her and took a selfie himself. showed all his jaguar friends. Check this out, eh? But again, this had to be explained. An official came out and said, people, we can't stress this strongly enough, but these barriers are there for a reason, to stop you from dying. You have to understand that they don't see you as a human that has a job and kids or whatever. They see you as a burger, you know. They, you know, it's like a juicy burger has just jumped into your house, you know, and you're expected not to have a bite out of it,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Well, we love you, Akmal. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Have a good week. Have a good life.
107.7 2GO.
He joins us right now. This is exciting. Playing this weekend at the Foreshore, live at the Foreshore in Newcastle from Thirsty Merc. It's Ray Thistlethwaite. Hello.
G'day, how are you?
Oh, it's so great to have a chat to you. I think I saw online that your birthday's coming up. Is this the big 4-0?
It isn't, actually. I'm not quite there yet. I feel like I'm about 85.
Well, 40's the new 30 anyway, so
it is.
Don't
right.
stress about that.
Mate, it's probably all the touring you do. You've got to be one of Australia's hardest working bands, I reckon. You're all around the country all the time.
And tell me, have you still got your moustache and your crazy sideburns?
No, I got rid of it all.
Oh my God, really?
Nah.
Oh, that's your trademark, isn't it? Your,
it is.
Your
yep.
moustache.
One of them, I mean, you know.
If people don't know Thirsty Merc, they will know one of your songs for one reason in particular. That's Bondi Rescue, Ray. Now, that thing just went off, didn't it?
I've got to say, we thought back then in 2006 or whenever they signed it on as the theme song that it might have just been, you know, a little show that comes and goes, you know, a little reality TV show like So Many Do Come and Go.
Yep.
It's just been insane. And then, you know, a couple of years back, I thought, oh, that'll be the end of that, because they were sort of talking about, you know, the use of the song in the thing, and Channel 10 was going through some big business changes and, you know, cutting budgets for various things. Guess what? CBS buys the network. The thing bloody goes a couple more series, and we're here after 14 series going, what's going on?
Can I ask, and I know this is probably a bit of a personal question, but has that set you up for life? Because I imagine the royalties just rolling on from that is pretty nice.
Well, it hasn't set me up for life. I mean, I'm living in Sydney, so you sort of need to basically, you know, be two loaded people without kids working as hard as they possibly can to just cover the rent in a town like this.
But yeah, you do.
It is a little different when you're using only, you know, a short 30-second squirt for the song.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus the whole thing. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a guy who looks after all of that side of things. And it's more the fact that there's a, you know, we were just touring with Daryl Braithwaite on the weekend in Western Australia, and you realise the power of a song that's in people's minds. And the one that's like, I mean, I love his huge hit, Forces and all that, One Summer and all that sort of stuff. But you can't get past that guitar riff in the As the Days Go By.
Yes.
As the days go by.
Yes,
I mean, you can't get past a melody like that. You realise that's the sort of glue of any, you know, long-term touring project. And so a song like Summertime has become a bit of a classic staple for
absolutely
a bit of a summer kind of
and an Australian and very indicative of Australian lifestyle.
So, you know, aside from the fact that it's been a way to kind of perpetuate a touring project, it's been great to just see people get into the spirit of something that's so real to all of us.
My wife's American. Her best friend over in the States in Florida watches the show.
Wow,
and just texted her one day and just said, who sings the theme song? And we're like, oh, that's Thirsty Merc. She was like, I got to buy it. She went and bought all your stuff and loves it now. So,
oh, look, that's, tell her thanks from us.
Have you been tempted to do a sort of gig where you're on Bondi Beach in your budgie smugglers with the band? And a kind of like a sea of people on the beach.
I'd do it if I could, you know, save Tony Abbott from getting into a rip or something.
Now that I would watch. Oh my God, that headline would be fantastic. Ray Thistlethwaite saves Abbott.
Yeah, or Ray gets ripped with Tony or something like that. I'm not sure.
Oh, so good to chat to you. We cannot wait to see you at the Foreshore in Newcastle for this gig, playing with Leo Sayer and Kate Sobrano, a whole bunch of great people. Really looking forward to seeing you, Ray. And thanks for chatting to us today.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks to you guys too. It is going to be a huge gig. We played it a couple of years ago and it's a cracker.
Live at the Foreshore this Saturday. It's Thirsty Merc, Leo Sayer, Marsha Hines, Kate Sobrano, Pseudo Echo, Shannon Knoll, on the Newcastle Foreshore. Get your tickets right now, foreshore.com.au.
107.7 2GO.
Andy, I want to hear your thoughts about Lent. Now, you were raised Catholic, weren't you?
I was raised Catholic, and my parents are still very Catholic, and my mum reminded me, I think it was about a week ago, that it was Shrove Tuesday. She said, are you having pancakes today? It's Pancake Tuesday. And I said, no, I'm not, Mum. But she always does something for Lent where they give up meat or whatever it is.
Chocolate
or whatever.
Yeah.
And as a kid, we were encouraged to do this in my family. And I remember I gave up sugar in my tea one Lent because I drink a lot of tea. And
how
have
many
done
sugars
all my,
do you have?
Well, I did have a couple of sugars in my tea and I gave up sugar in my tea for Lent and I never went back.
Oh.
So think about all the sugar I haven't had. Thanks, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wow. Oh, that's doing you some good. That's great. That's
I know.
Well, I don't know about this one guy who's giving up food for Lent. He's in Ohio.
What, just all food?
He's given up all food.
He's
doing a massive fast, but what he's replacing it with is beer. Just 100...
I think he's missing the point of Lent, isn't he? I think it's supposed to be the other way around. I'll give up beer and not food. But he's going, no, stuff the food. I like the beer better.
No, he's gone 100% with the liquid diet. And look, I've done liquid diets before. I've done the, what's that, Optifast thing?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think this liquid diet's going to help him lose any weight.
You know, there's a couple of people here doing the juice diet at TGO. And they went psycho after about a day and a half. Mm. They actually started to sound like they were psycho.
Well...
And I just don't believe that you can survive for too long without food. It's 46 days, Lent.
Yeah.
So that's a long time to not eat.
And he has pointed out that he's only ever fasted for 4 days before.
Oh, right.
So 46 could be a little bit of a stretch. But he's done some research. Apparently in the 1600s, monks used to fast for the whole thing by doing this beer diet. But what they did is they made this beer, which was pretty much like liquid bread. So it's like drinking a meal. Almost like when you have a Guinness.
Yeah, you feel full.
You have a Guinness, you feel full.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like that. So he's done some research. I wished him the best of luck. He's actually got doctors and stuff checking in on him during the Lent process.
He might need Jesus to kind of raise him from the dead at some point, you know?
Possibly. Mm. Jesus walked on water. This guy's going to be walking on all kinds of stuff. But I do have a song for him. I've had a little look around.
Okay.
And I've got his theme song.
Fantastic. Yeah. I tell everyone. No one would believe
it if I could have a beer with Jesus. Beer with Jesus. Beer with Jesus.
I want Keith Urban to do a cover of this song.
Play Beer with Jesus.
Play Beer with Jesus. 107.7 2GO. I want to take you to Adelaide, my hometown.
Yeah.
Where the festival, come on, the festival's there at the moment, right?
Yeah.
And it is an exciting time to be in Adelaide. The Fringe is just wrapping up. There's the festival. We've had WOM Adelaide. We've had the supercars. Like, they squish it all into like 1 month.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't understand.
It sounds
like
pretty busy.
Spread it out, guys.
Yeah.
Spread it out. We know that Adelaide, you know, is not the most exciting place, so why don't you have one every other month?
Mm,
you know?
No.
Anyway.
There's grumpy people in Adelaide. They're like, fine, if we have the events, we do it in a 1 month block, we'll get it all out of the way, and then you leave us alone.
Go back to reading the paper.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to take you to the Adelaide Festival. Actually, I think we need some sort of art, cultural music for this, Widow.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Is this what you're thinking?
It's very sad. I was thinking a little more upbeat, but that's okay.
No, this
because
is culture.
Because this is Artscape.
This is Artscape.
Artscape with Mandy and Widow. So I'm going to take you to Adelaide where there's this shop front in Adelaide at the moment for the festival where there's a Dutch artist who is doing like an installation. So I want you to sort of imagine this. You walk into the storefront and there's a woman there who takes your hands and pours warm water over your hands and then scrubs them with this chunky white bar of soap.
Okay.
And your hands are washed and they feel lovely and clean. Then she pats them dry and puts them in the prayer position and you bow to each other and that is the art. But the reason it's art is because the soap is made out of human fat.
What?
The soap's made out of fat.
Why? Do they tell you this before they... Hang on, sorry.
No. No, they don't. So you go in and you get your hands washed with this creamy white soap.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, this is pleasant.
This is nice.
What a weird art installation, but I'll go with it. Yeah. And then you realise that the soap has the word self stamped on it and it's actually made out of the fat of humans.
Where do they get this fat from?
From people who are getting liposuction.
No way.
They do. This Dutch guy, this artist, Julian Hetzel, he gets all the fat that's sucked out of people's bodies from under their armpits and their chicken tuck shop arms
and stuff, and then he makes soap out of human fat.
Well, how is this art? Can you explain that to me?
Well, he's making a couple of statements, widow. What, do you want to hear his statements?
Oh, yeah.
His statement is about, you know, how it's a bit taboo to use human products.
Yeah, like, it is.
Well,
yeah.
It is, probably rightly so. Yeah. But also about the age of excess that we live in and how we're wasteful and how we throw things out.
It sounds a little bit like Psycho, if you ask me. Like, it's next, like, walk in, oh, you're feeling a little bit cold? Here's a cardigan made of human hair.
Oh,
like,
yuck!
Like, seriously.
Oh, it's a little bit Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Here's a suit made of people's skin.
Wash your hands. It's creepy. 107.7 2GO. Right now,
President Donald Trump with us again. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mandy and Willow. You know, my favorite fake news media people in all of the Southern Hemisphere, which people tell me is a very weak hemisphere.
None of those things are true, sir.
Well, one thing I know is true. You guys are having an unbearable heat wave down under there, right?
Yeah, you got that right, sir. Yep.
You want to know what else is unbearable? Having to sit through my wife Melania trying to give a speech. It's torture. Now, really, her Slovenian mushmouth is so thick, you need subtitles to understand what the hell she's saying.
President, aren't you being kind of tough on the First Lady there?
You know, maybe you're right. After all, it is Women's History Month. Happy Women's History Month, Mandy.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Thank you.
You know, I've learned some very interesting statistics during Women's History Month. Did you know that women only own 1% of the world's property? Yeah. And women start 81% of the world's arguments, and they purchase 99% of the world's tickets to see Adele live in concert. Very sad. Sad statistics, believe me.
Can we move on, sir? Now, your former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, is going to prison for 7.5 years, we're hearing. Your thoughts about this?
Now, look, Paul Manafort's going to be fine. After serving his time and getting out early for good behavior, Paul's going to pay his debt to society the same way all disgraced celebrities in America do. He's going to star in a reality TV show. He's going to bounce right back.
What are the chances you'll offer him a pardon then, Mr. President?
You know, in all fairness, R. Kelly has a better chance of hosting the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. Now, you know who doesn't deserve a pardon is that coach, I don't know if you want to call him that, who just got axed by the Central Coast Mariners, Mike Mulvey.
Oh.
What a loser. I mean, he choked worse than Crooked Hillary in 2016.
Sir, look, I wanted to get your reaction to your press secretary saying that you're the most accessible president in modern history.
She would be right, Mandy. I am the most accessible president in history. History. I'm accessible to the Russians, campaign donors, Saudi royalty. Who else? Oh, yeah, tens. I always make time for salad tens.
Okay. President Trump, I want to ask for your comment on something we saw last week. You were getting criticized for signing people's Bibles when you were in Alabama surveying tornado damage. Is there any comment on signing Bibles?
Excuse me. Look, I don't know why people are making a big deal about me signing Bibles. Just like all my executive orders and bills passed in the Congress, I'm used to signing things I've never read, okay? That I can tell you. Now, look, frankly, it doesn't matter because I'll also sign boobs. I don't care if it's boobs or the Bible. I'll sign all three if you want me to.
Mr. President, we want to get your take on this whole Hollywood college admissions scandal. We're hearing about it today. Actress Felicity Huffman and 50 other people were paying bribes, fixing tests, photoshopping their kids' faces on athletes' bodies to get their kids into prestigious universities in America.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a second. Now, when did this kind of thing become wrong to do? Doesn't everyone do this? I mean, you guys have bribes in Australia, right? It's just the cost of doing business. Wow, what a world we live in. You know, Aunt Becky from TV's Full House is going to prison, and Clive Palmer freely walks the streets. Not fair. I mean, well, he doesn't freely walk the streets. He's a big boy. If he doesn't hold a handrail, he'll fall over.
Finally, sir, you tweeted earlier this week that you didn't call Apple CEO Tim Cook Tim Apple, that you just combined the two names to, quote, save time and words. Can you explain this concept, please, sir?
Okay, look, saving time and words are huge priorities for me, guys. I will tell you, it's one of my trademark techniques for remembering names and faces. Like, I take someone's first name and combine it with one thing they're most closely associated with. I'll give you an example. For instance, instead of calling North Korea's dear leader Kim Jong-un, I call him Kim Ultimate Cheesy Crust Pizza from Pizza Hut. See how that works? And I even save time and words and rename my kids' names. Let's see, there's Donnie Jr. Douchebag, Eric Dumb as Rocks, Ivanka Totally Hot, and Tiffany Mistake.
Thank you so much for calling. Love talking to you, Mr. President Trump.
later Mandy Sexy Accent, and Widow Comic Book Nerd.
107.7, 2GO.
Hey, I'm not really on the dating apps at the moment.
Yeah.
Because I got a fella.
I know.
Don't.
What?
I can see you doing it. Stop it. Widow.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm not on the dating apps anymore.
That's fine, yep.
But a lot of people are. And I was really surprised to read that women are actually using Tinder and Bumble to get stuff done.
To get stuff done. Hang on. What stuff are we
like
talking about here?
Stuff like moving house.
Oh, okay.
And stuff like, you know, getting lifts and getting their car fixed and stuff. Like, they're using the apps.
Oh, this is a bit wrong, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not wrong. So let me just break it down for you. I think this is cool. This is using a technology to get something that you might struggle to get ordinarily.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
And I know that there's another thing that you might struggle to get ordinarily, which it is actually used for.
Yeah.
But you can add this, right? So one woman talks about living alone and having to move all of her furniture. She happened to say to a match that she had to do some moving, and they said, well, how about I help you? And she goes, yeah, okay, cool. Anyway, they lived a fair way away. So by the time they got over there, it was like nearly midnight. And she goes, you realize we're not having sex. Like, you can help me move, but this is not like one of those transactions. And he's like, yeah, cool. So he helped her move. So she's like, sweet.
Wow.
They dated for a couple of months.
Okay.
So
all
it's
right.
Not like not really superficial. Then there are those people though that go, all right, I need to do some sanding of my walls and some stuff. And they get DIY advice. So they connect deliberately with tradies. So they deliberately match with tradies so they can say, oh, you're a plasterer. So I'm doing some stuff at home. What grade sandpaper should I use?
What?
Like, yeah, really. This is going on, right?
It's starting to use these people a little bit, though.
There's one woman that said she matched with a guy and said she was moving house. And he said, oh, I work for like a car hire company.
Yeah.
We've got trucks. I'll get you a moving truck. So she got a moving truck. Like, this is genius.
Yeah.
Another person's using it to get fitness advice.
Yeah, I
go
I,
chicks.
No, I don't know about this. I
go
don't,
chicks.
It doesn't feel right.
Well, it can go two ways. It doesn't necessarily have to be just the chicks asking the guys
chicks, I'm
and
just
stuff.
Saying,
like, the guys might want to
either
say,
way.
You're a hairdresser. Sweet, I need a haircut.
Either way, it just seems like it doesn't matter. Guys or girls, it doesn't matter. It just seems a little wrong.
Why?
Well, I just.
It's like a barter culture.
No,
I love this.
No.
It's like a barter culture. Oh, you're interested in me? I might help you. Then, hey, my chances might increase.
There is another app for this.
What's that?
It's called Airtasker. Where you put up like what you need to be done.
Did you say Airtasker?
Yeah.
Can we play the music from Airtasker?
Do you want to play the
It's
Air
my
Tasker
favorite music of all time.
Okay.
Come on, I love this music so much.
No, I
this
don't.
This makes me want to do some dancing on the spot.
Okay, all right. Airtasker ad music. No,
Ta-da.
You don't get to dance around in the studio to this, and you don't get
Ta-da.
To use Tinder or Bumble or whatever you want to use to use people to get
Let's
stuff
get back
done.
To the bartering system, people.
No.
Let's all become hippies.
All right, look, I tell you what, I need your... No, not again.
I'm
turning it off.
107.7 2GR.
Well, I want to talk to you, actually, because the toe saga continues, and I can't quite believe it. It's a bit like Days of Our Lives. Like our sand through the hourglass, so too the fungus through Widow's toes.
Thank you for
I mean,
that.
It's not fungus, but you had this weird toe infection thing happen
because
you got some glass stuck in your toe.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show the other week. I think
like
I got...
it's a week and a half ago that we talked about this, and I can't believe you still got a sore toe.
I have had...
Are you just being wussy?
No, seriously.
Are you?
I'm limping around the place, and this has been 3 weeks now
that
I've had a little toe. How important is a little toe? You never think about it.
Is this your tiny little toe?
This is my left foot and my tiny little toe, and you never truly think about how important a little toe is. Until something like this happens.
Okay, now can you just tell me, yesterday you went to the doctor, right?
Yeah, I went to the doctor.
You came in today and you said a sentence that I never expected to come out of your mouth, and I'd like you to share it with everybody else.
Well, I went to the doctor, and even the doctor's getting a little perplexed now. This is the third or fourth time I've been to them. The next thing is an x-ray to figure out what's going on.
Oh,
but,
no, you can't. That would just be too funny.
Can you x-ray my little toe, please? It's really sore. Anyways, the doctor said to me yesterday that you've got to try and keep air going between the toes, because if it is infected, bacteria loves warm, wet places. So what you need to do...
Gross. It's just gross.
I know. Sorry, but it's medical, okay? So what the doctor said is you need to air out in between your toes. You need to get those toe spaces. And I was like, oh,
the
okay.
The toe spaces, like the ones you use at the pedicure place
to separate
your toes so you can get your nails painted.
Exactly. So she said you need to get a toe spacer, use that, put some cream on it, and, you know, make sure you keep the...
get the air flowing through your toes.
So
mate.
Yeah, so I have not. Where do you get a toe spacer thing from? So I actually asked. She said, go to a chemist.
Yeah,
chemist will be able to help you out. So went to the chemist. And I'm,
did
I
you
thought,
go up to the? Please tell me you went up to the counter.
Well, no.
Please
this
tell
is the
me
thing.
You went up to the counter
know,
and said, "Can I have a toe spacer?"
I walked into the chemist. I was like, "You know what? I'm a grown man. I can buy a toe spacer
can
if
buy
I need
whatever
one.
I want.
I can buy whatever. I can buy whatever I want.
Exactly.
I'm a grown individual.
Yes.
I'm sensible. I'm smart. And I looked around for ages. I looked in the you know the strapping area. I looked in the you know all the kinds.
Go
like,
to nail polish.
Couldn't find it. Couldn't find it. Couldn't even find it there. So I eventually had to ask someone, and even the lady kind of looked at me with a little smile, going, "Oh, you need a toe spacer." I was like, "Yes, okay, I'm a grown man, and I need a toe spacer."
This is hilarious.
So she went around the chemist. She couldn't even find one. It became a thing. You know, it's like, "Hey, do we have any of the toe spacers out the back? This guy needs a toe spacer." And it just got really weird. I went to Coles. They didn't have one.
Does anybody know where the toe spacers are?
We've got a guy with a toe fungal infection. It's really sore. He needs a toe spacer.
So did you find them at Coles?
No, didn't find one at Coles either.
Oh, my God. This saga gets better. I love this saga.
It's absurd. Did That's
you,
what it is.
Did you find one at all?
No, I didn't. So what I did is I had to make one at home, like on my own.
Please tell me you got a thong. Like a rubber thong and a jigsaw and cut your own toe spacer. Did you?
I got some paper towel and I folded it so many times that it just became this chunk of paper towel.
And you got and sticky just, tape and just made
it. Yeah, exactly. And I've made a little wedge that I now stick between my toe when I walk around and sit around the house.
No, you need the proper toe spacer.
Oh, I don't know where to get one from. I just made one myself now.
13 27 10 if you know where to get a toe spacer.
I can't believe we're having toe spacer chat.
We are having toe spacer chat. This is the best ever. So poor widow needs a toe spacer. So give us a call if you know where to get one.
Thanks. Thank you for this.
I can't believe you made one. You could have made one out of a thong though. Like you could have got a rubber thong and just got your jigsaw or a knife, a Stanley knife, and just cut like a, you know, you can get thongs for $1 a pair.
Yeah,
look,
maybe a thong. But look, I'm interested in what's your homemade medical solution because this is my homemade medical solution, just a bit of paper towel with some sticky tape around it and wedge it in between your
and
toes.
There you go.
So, look, 13 27 10 this morning, we're doing this. What's your homemade medical solution?
Yeah.
Give us a call. Be proud of it. Own it.
So, Jeanette from Woi Woi, welcome. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Jeanette.
Are you Jeanette?
Yes.
You are. Right. Have you got some toe advice for widow here?
Yes.
What's your toe advice?
You go to a podiatrist and you get ones especially made. They make it like with a little mould and it's moulded onto your toe.
Thank you, Jeanette. That's wonderful advice.
Right. Okay.
Specially custom-made moulded toe separators.
I didn't know that was a thing.
This is a thing. Let's go to Michelle in Lizaro. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Now we're having toe chat. Thanks for joining in. We really appreciate this. What advice do you have for young widow?
Well, exactly the same thing that Janet just said. The podiatrist can make you what's called an interdigital wedge. Mm. And it's made out of silicon and it's moulded. It's a custom-made mould. And because you need a little bit more air separated around it, they can then make it a bit shorter away from what's called the cleft.
Away from the air.
Cleft.
The cleft.
Okay.
You know a lot about this. Are you a podiatrist, Michelle?
Maybe I am.
Oh. Interdigital wedge.
What was it called?
An interdigital wedge. Okay. I mean, that sounds a little rude if I'm being completely honest, Michelle. But
right, okay.
But it's made out of a silicon product.
And is silicon okay for an area that's having a bit of trouble like the toe?
Yes.
It's medical grade
just
silicon.
Free medical advice. It is actually.
Michelle, will you be our go-to podiatrist? I mean, if we have any other foot-related questions on the show, can you?
Why not?
Could you? Good. Okay. Thank you. We have our own podiatrist correspondent.
Nice. Brilliant.
Our own foot correspondent on 2GO.
I feel like you're going to come in handy, Michelle. That's for sure.
Well,
but,
you know what? To reward you for being our new foot correspondent, we're going to send you to the Crown Plaza Terrigal, the Sea Salt Restaurant. Go on a Tuesday. You and whoever, your friend, your partner, can go
husband.
And have a meal. Your
husband.
Take him.
Yay.
Why not?
Yep.
You've got $100 to spend at Sea Salt.
Done.
Thank you.
And you're a foot correspondent.
Thanks, Michelle. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
You know what? This is all could have been solved. Ashley's just got a text from my mum who's listening to the show.
She
said,
she say?
She said, go see a podiatrist,
oh,
Michael.
Oh, well, everyone's saying
so I should have just listened
it.
To her from the start.
107.7, 2GO.
Slater, he dummies. Beautiful basketball pass. Thunderbird, loose score.
You want
want the best NRL tips in 2019? You've got them right now on 2GO. These are Sturlo selections.
Peter and Sterling, we love talking to you. Hello, Sturlo.
Morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, it's a few months late, but that's okay. Did you have a good off-season?
Oh, I'm good at holidays, absolutely. Yes, still cricket season for another couple of hours yet.
That's yeah, all. Just a few hours, that's right. And I tell you what, you might have had a relaxing holiday, but the NRL Integrity Unit's been pretty busy, hasn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been a very, very poor off-season in that regard. And, I think we're all desperate for this season to start so that we can start talking about what's happening on the field. But, just kind of hard to get your head around why there was such a glut of problems.
Well, it was
problems.
Like another day, another sex tape scandal, wasn't it?
Well, that was it, yeah, you know. And I don't want to make light of it. I'm on tenterhooks because I'm waiting for mine to come out. But
circulating that still?
Well, that'll be in sepia, and it was taken as one of those phosphate flashes with a guy under the black cape kind of thing. But, yeah, look, I politically incorrect, but
joking aside, can I ask you, do clubs already have some sort of mandatory ethics and behavioural training for players before they get involved? I mean, is that something that is happening properly in clubs?
Our players have never been better educated, informed, warned. There's no excuse now for our players to put their hands up and say if they get involved in something, they cannot say, I didn't know.
Okay.
They know. You know, and we say it's a societal problem and all of these kind of things, but
they're just being idiots.
But young people who aren't involved in the NRL, they don't have the education that our players do. They really don't. So there's no excuse. I'm really black and white with these kind of things, you know. And I'm, you know, if some of these guys are found guilty of what they've been charged with, like I've got a 19-year-old daughter, you know, if they're found guilty, throw away the key.
I'm with you. Mm. I've got a 20-year-old daughter, Sturlo, and I'm with you. We need to have a zero tolerance for this kind of behaviour, hey?
Absolutely. I agree. But, the season does finally kick off tonight. And let's hope that, all of the headlines from now on are good ones.
Positive
ones. 7 o'clock tonight on 2GO, you can hear the Storm taking on the Broncos. Let's talk about that one, Sturlo. What do you reckon's going to happen?
Well, not the Storm. They just win their first game every year. They've won their last 16 first games.
Oh, wow.
So I think it'll be 17.
Let's go with the stats on that one.
Yeah.
That absolutely. I'm going with all, the majority of home sides, and I'm starting with a Storm victory over the Broncos. The other huge game, obviously, Roosters up against the Rabbitohs. I think the Premiers will, again, start the season well up against the Rabbitohs. So Wayne Bennett in charge. Like, there's so many.
Yeah. That's how
one
weird's
of the,
that?
The great things about the, the early rounds here is there are so many important changes have been made both by coaches and clubs, but I see it's a loss for Wayne Bennett first up in charge of the Rabbitohs. I like the Tigers up against the Seagulls. No, Tom Trbojevic is a real blow for Manly. I think they might struggle this year, and especially with one of the Trbojevics out, I think that makes the job even harder.
And what a great name that is too. I can't say it. I'm not even going to try. Say it again for us.
It's Tom Trbojevic, and what you've got to do, it's Turbo without the U, Jevic, J-E-V-I-C. That's how I remember.
Trbojevic.
That's how it goes.
Excellent.
The Cowboys at home against the Dragons.
Yep.
First game without Jonathan Thurston, so life starts for them in a whole different way. A new era up there for the Cowboys, but I think they can win. Look, unfortunately, I'm going for the Panthers to beat the Eels. They had some distractions, the Panthers side, so it'll be interesting to see how they cope.
Well,
with
it was
that.
Interesting to see Phil Gould come out and talk about some of the sex tape scandal that had happened in recent times too, and he
well, he's shattered.
He is shattered.
You don't see often Phil Gould on the verge of tears. Mm. Very emotional, and it's like he's been betrayed by his players, and I think that's how he feels. So. But I think once the players get over that white line and get on the field, it's like a bit of a sanctuary for them. So whatever distractions they've had leading up to it, I think, getting out there actually, is where they want to be. So I think Penrith will react pretty well to that. I'm going for the Sharks to beat the Knights, despite the fact Newcastle recruited really well. I think the Sharks have another good season. Warriors to beat the Bulldogs. No Sean Johnson for the Warriors. Mm. It's strange to see him in a different jersey as well, but I think New Zealand can start with a win as well. And we rounded out. I'm going for the Titans in a little bit of an upset maybe to beat the Raiders. I think the Titans can do some good things this year. They've recruited really well, especially guys coming up from other clubs that have got really good, they come from good systems. Mm-hmm. Mal Meninga is also helping out there now, so I think the Gold Coast are making some good steps forward, mm-hmm. and they'll win. So I'm only going for this week, guys, for the one away team to win, and that's the Cronulla Sharks. Sharky. Everybody right. else to win at home.
Okay.
All right, well, Stella, quickly, before you go, mate, we just got to ask, it is the start of the season. Who's going to take it out? Who's going to be there?
Okay.
Oh, we haven't had a ball.
No, this is why mate. We want to do
this
it.
This is why we pay you the big bucks, Stella.
You've got this on tape, and this will come back to haunt me in about 24 rounds. I'm going for the Roosters to play Penrith in the grand final.
Penrith grand final.
I think Penrith can win the competition this year, despite what's going on for them at the moment. I think when you look at the depth of their squad, the quality of their playing roster, and if they can get through a season, pretty much injury-free, I think that this could just about be
all right.
Their year.
I'll go you a six-pack on the Roosters if you want to back the Panthers, Sterlo.
You've been looking at my chest again, have you?
It was the sex tape, mate. It was the sex tape.
Oh, Sterlo, thanks so much for the chat, mate.
Yeah, look forward to it every week, guys. We'll have a bit of fun this year, and let's hope we can have a bit of success tipping people the right way.
Excellent, Sterlo. Thanks again, buddy.
107.7 2GO.
A woman is sort of breaking Twitter at the moment, or she did overnight. Her name's Anouska Moss. She's from the UK, and she's a pretty young thing, and she's gone out clubbing.
Anouska.
She's gone out clubbing, having a bit of a dance with her friends, enjoying the night. And while she was clubbing, she met a lad and decided that he and her would go back to her house for a bit of fun adult time.
Okay. Special cuddles.
Special cuddles. And then when she was taking some of her clothing off, her bra off, a whole bunch of chicken nuggets fell out of her bra. I just want you to picture that moment, that romantic moment.
Yeah, okay.
So basically she tucked
them. No, wait.
She tucked them there for later.
So she was out on the town.
Before she went to the club, they'd gone to McDonald's. She'd gone, it's going to be great later.
Yeah.
When we've had a few, vodka and raspberries.
Yeah.
Is some nuggets.
Hey, I understand that. You get hungry sometimes.
Absolutely.
So she's
nothing
put some,
like some snacks after you've been drinking.
Well, I love chicken nuggets. They're great. So
nuggets
I can
are the best.
I can get around this. I can kind of understand it.
She's tucked up, I don't know whether it was a 6-pack or a 12-pack. I don't know how many.
Yeah.
The box obviously wasn't involved. It was just the single nuggets. And she's just, and I am making the hand gesture. I'm sorry, widow. But
this is very strange. You're pretending to put chicken nuggets in your bra right now.
Exactly. Now, I couldn't do this because, as you know, my lady pillows are not very big.
Well, you're petite in
I'm
stature
a petite
and frame.
Person,
and
exactly. It's just, always.
Yeah.
That being one of them. So I can't put much in my bra at all, right?
Yeah.
I can't hide anything down there.
It's
just too obvious.
That's all right.
But obviously she had large enough appendages hide at least 6 or 12 chicken nuggets without anyone knowing that.
How weird would it be if you were at a club or pub and, everyone's having a dance, having a sing or having a drink at the bar and someone's just tucking into their bra, pulling out a chicken nugget and having a bite?
She wasn't doing it at the club, though. She was saving it for later.
That's so strange.
I do think there could be a little bit of, nugget sweat.
Oh, no.
Like if she's dancing.
No.
Like a little bit of nugget sweat.
That's a whole different kind of special sauce that I didn't want on my nuggets.
Anyway, I kind of go, good on you. If you've got the space and the inclination to tuck a couple of nuggets in for later, good on you, Anouska.
Okay, all
Because
right.
women use their bras to carry all sorts of things.
Okay, now, like I said, I love nuggets, so I can get around that.
Well, recently a friend gave me a crystal and she said, wear it in your bra. Dear friend of mine, and she said, wear this rose quartz crystal in your bra to heal your heart and to bring love into your life. And I did. I did. And then every time I would forget that I've put it in my bra and I'd be at the gym and I'd be changing bras or whatever and then this thing would fly across the room.
Yeah.
So, But I didn't notice it.
It's a little bit weird to have a crystal in your bra.
Well,
Mandy.
No. There are a lot of people that do it.
I'm going to say that's weirder than nuggets if you ask me. But
really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think nuggets is pretty weird.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, 13:27:10 this morning.
We are asking women, get involved. We'll send you to live at the foreshore in Newcastle. What are you carrying in your bra?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a whole pocket.
Well, yeah.
It's like a couple of pockets.
Yeah, forget the bum bag. You've got
don't
a bra.
Don't worry about
the bum
bag. Don't worry if your pants don't have pockets. You've got a bra,
okay.
Sisters.
All right, 13 27 10, call us. Let us know what have you carried in your bra.
I love that you're asking that question. And from Budgie Woy, hello.
Hi, Mandy and Ritter. How are you going?
Good,
really
thanks,
good,
Andy.
Chick. So tell us, what
nothing
have you...
Nothing like cold, sweaty nuggets.
I know,
I don't think they'd be cold, though.
They'd
be kept warm, yeah.
They might be warm.
Not true.
Have you ever had nuggets in your bra, Angie?
No, not nuggets. Something more practical, and I'm sure a lot of women out there do.
Yep.
In one side, I put in cash, sometimes my credit card.
Oh, yeah.
And the other side, my phone, just in the strap part. At the front.
You're fine.
Not in the actual, well, part of it in the cup, but under the strap as well.
Okay.
So when I don't have the pockets and I'm on like a walk or whatever, that's what I do. Yeah. So it's quite handy and nothing falls out.
Have you ever been chatting to someone and your phone's rung and then you've had to be like, oh, excuse me, and then just pull a phone out of your bra?
Well, actually, I turn it over and put it on speakerphone and I keep going.
And you keep going. You store it there and talk to them hands-free.
Absolutely.
See?
It works.
That is fantastic, Ange. Thank you so much. I wish I had big enough to do that. Anyway, Michelle from Greenpoint. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What
Michelle.
Are you storing in your bra?
Okay, so when you go to nightclubs at night, and it's like back in my day, going back, I used to store all my money. So coin, wallet, not coin, notes, you know, your ID, everything. And back in my day, you know, you had your first, your driver's license was on a piece of paper, so you folded it up, you put it in your boob. And it's like, but I don't know about when I take my bra off that it fell, it literally implanted, so it was like money boobs. And it...
So you've got like a coin sticking to you.
I'm imagining you lining up at the bar, like with your hand stuffed down your front, trying to find a 10-cent piece.
I purely don't think anyone was complaining, but yeah.
Michelle, that's fabulous.
Oh, Michelle, thank you so much for calling the show.
I love the sweaty license, you know, and the birth certificate all folded up. Kay from Catherine Hill Bay, what are you storing in your bra, my friend?
A small can of tuna.
Can of tuna?
I can't fit it in my bag because I've got my laptop and I don't want it to scratch it. So
how many
ready to have with some brown rice?
Okay, healthy lunch. Hats off to you, tuna and brown
very
rice. Fantastic, yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask though? Is this a daily thing? Like, how many times a week are you putting tuna in your bra?
Oh, it's actually just today because I've actually got my laptop. So it was perfect. Okay. But I always have lip gloss down there. It's just really handy just to pop it out. Yeah.
I'm so jealous. I don't have a bra right now. All the things you can put in there.
Oh,
that's
man,
great.
I'm jealous, obviously, of women who have larger cup size than me because
they
I just can't fit
just
anything in there.
Oh.
But a can of tuna,
that's impressive,
mate.
It's really impressive.
I don't think we're going to top that this morning. Would you like to go to Live at the Foreshore? It's going to be
Would love to.
It's going to be a great day. Yay! See, that can of
Thanks
tuna,
so
when
much.
You put it down your bra this morning, you had no idea that that was going to send you along to Live
no.
at the Foreshore, did you?
No, and I won't tell you what I had in there yesterday.
No, you have
oh,
to
no,
now.
Oh, no, come on.
You
have
no, to,
you
no, not on radio.
Not on radio.
You have to. Everybody's dying to find out now, Kay.
Man, do you know when it's that time of the month?
Yep, okay.
That's all right. Store them there. Use them later.
Well done. And excellent tip for the young players at home.
Thanks for the chat, Kay.
Thanks,
Manny Widow. Bye. 107.7
2GO. Look, I know it's almost time for us to get out of here.
Yes.
Mickey D's, you know, champing at the bit to get in and play some great music for you. But if you've got a few minutes and you want to bludge at work, now, not everyone has a computer, I know, at work, but if you've got a phone, you can still do this on your phone. I want you to type in the words world's sexiest koala because the world's sexiest koala has gone viral and you need to see this photo.
Yep.
It's just fantastic. I mean, she gives the Hemsworth brothers a run for their money.
Yeah.
It's on the Gold Coast and it's at a wildlife sanctuary and the photo is of this koala in this sort of fork of a tree. But it's kind of reclining in this kind of sexy
pose.
Was it
striking a pose?
It's striking a pose with, if you can imagine, one arm back, kind of just looking up, just going, hey, how you doing?
Hey, I've slept 23 hours and I've got chlamydia. How you doing?
Not exactly the sexiest line. But do that when you're at work and you need to kill some time. World's sexiest koala.
Look, if you missed out on the show today, catch up. Download the app, the 2GO app or 2GOFM.com.au. We chatted to Sterlo, got his tips ahead of the NRL
that
starting.
That was a good chat.
We also chatted with Ray, the lead singer of Thirsty Merc, ahead of their gig at Newcastle this weekend.
We also talked about soap made out of humans. Yeah, you heard right. You need to hear that one, out of human fat.
And an interdigital toe wedge.
An interdigital toe wedge. If you don't know what that is, go back and listen to the podcast.
We're out of here. Mickey D's up next. Catch you tomorrow at 5:30. Bye. 107.7 2GO.